After a decade-long campaign by Batchelor elders and community members, Fraser Island has been renamed to Kari World Heritage Area. Batchelor elders say the importance of renaming the island lies in its contribution to the continuous recognition of Australia's history. Rose Barrowcliffe, doctoral candidate at the University of Sunshine Coast, spoke with The Wire's Michelle Stevenson about the importance of honouring traditional names.
I think it's important to recognise that it's not just about a name. A name represents so much more. And specifically with Indigenous place names, it represents the sovereignty of the traditional owners of that country.
How have colonial names damaged the connection to country and our understanding of Australia's real history?
Well, I don't think they've necessarily damaged connection to country. That remains regardless of what colonisation tries to do. But what it does damage is a cohesive national narrative about our history. When you have parts of history that are erased or willfully ignored or silenced, you don't really have a true representation of what has happened in that country or how this nation has been built. And that leads to a divisiveness because you have different people understanding different perspectives of history instead of bringing all of those narratives together for everyone to understand. And parts of that will celebrate and parts of that will mourn, but both of those parts are equally important in our national narrative.
So what was the process of reclaiming the traditional name in this case?
It's been a decades-long campaign by the Batchelor community, not one that I was necessarily directly involved in. It's something that my elders and community members have been petitioning for and asking for at every chance they get over the past 30 or more years. But specifically within legislative frameworks like Native Title, that's where these things come up more and more, where if we're recognising that the traditional owners are still the forever owners of that country and their sovereignty still exists, then it makes sense that we recognise that through using the traditional names for that country as well.
What are some other examples of Australian places which have been restored to their traditional name, and what are the benefits of that?
There's many. I mean, I think Uluru is the most well-known example of this. But, you know, in Queensland, we have Mindirabah, which is Stradbroke Island, is another one. And I think this will be a process that will continue and become more common as we continue to recenter the Australian story on the truly unique part of Australia, and that is that we have the longest continually living culture in the world in this country. And that's something that we should all be proud of. And I think that's a huge part of the benefit of using Indigenous names. If you're thinking about it in terms of tourism, you know, tourism is very much vested in uniqueness. People will travel around the world to see something unique. And I think that the most unique thing we have in this country is our First Nations and our traditional culture, Indigenous culture.
In terms of reparations for First Nations people, can you speak to the importance of reclaiming First Nations land and titles in relation to this?
I don't think any First Nations people are going to argue that it's incredibly important that there needs to be reparations of land. And if you really want any sort of truthfully reconciliatory process in this country, and I think, you know, language is a part of that as well. It's an inherent part of that.
Do you think that the exposure and news coverage Kari has received will impact and motivate more First Nations title reclamations going forward?
I hope so. I mean, I think, you know, we need to always be mindful of the fact that there are many different First Nations in this place that we now know as Australia. And each of those First Nations is, you know, there's commonalities in our experiences, but they're taking different paths. So reparations of place names might be something that arrives sooner or later for different First Nations. And it's also up to individual First Nations to prioritise what they see as being most important as reparations within their traditional country. So I don't think there's one set formula for how to do this across the nation. But I do think that the key part of that is just speaking to to the First Nation in that area and seeing what they think is important, what they want to do and how they want to move forward.
Rose Barrowcliffe, doctoral candidate at the University of Sunshine Coast, speaking there with The Wire's Michelle Stevenson.